KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Rain and 50. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, April 21st. News sponsored by Johnson's Commercial Properties. Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company. Off and on rain throughout the day, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Rain will be ending this evening. We'll have steady temperatures, low to mid-50s for the day. Now for tomorrow, cloudy skies, breezy, and a high about 65. A local resident collecting donations for farmers and ranchers who've been victimized by Oklahoma wildfires. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Life is full of ups and downs. Same way with business. There are times you need more office space, while other times call for downsizing. Johnson's Commercial Rentals has office space throughout Chickasha and Grady County and can help you find the perfect space for any situation your business may need. Several properties are move-in ready and vary from 1,000 to 40,000 square feet. Is your business ready to make a move? Your first call should be Johnson's Commercial Rentals, 224-2801. That's 224-2801.
Good morning, George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, April 21st. News brought to you by Johnson's Commercial Properties, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company. Rain throughout much of the day with an occasional thunderstorm or two. Right now, it's 50, and we are expecting fairly steady temperatures, low to mid-50s for much of the day. And we've received just over half an inch of rain in downtown Chickasha this morning. A local resident collecting donations for farmers and ranchers who have been victimized by Oklahoma wildfires. The story part of today's Cool News.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
A lot of groups are still helping the victims of Oklahoma's wildfires. Right in this region, Carl Venable asking livestock producers to donate their empty feed tubs. He says they could be filled with water for the calves that have been orphaned. He's also asking individuals to donate full protein tubs that are full of feed. He said they cost anywhere from $60 to $80 each. He said while livestock producers are getting hay, the livestock also need the protein. He said while the feed stacks are appreciated with the rain, many of the fire victims have lost their storage facilities. Venable asking producers to drop items off at his home, which from Chickasha is about 5 miles west of 29th on Grand Avenue. He'll have a trailer in the yard where donations can be placed, and he'll deliver the items to Visai and Camargo today. More Cool News coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Officials hoping the rain today won't scare away visitors from the Apache Rattlesnake Festival. It's the 35th year for the festival. It does feature one of the largest flea markets in southwest Oklahoma. There's also a carnival, live entertainment on Main Street, and even opportunities to go on an actual rattlesnake hunt in the nearby Slick Hills. It's one of several rattlesnake festivals held in Oklahoma communities in the spring. There are similar events in Waurika, O'Keene, and Winoka. The flyer promoting the Rattlesnake Festival in Apache boasted hunters captured the largest rattlesnake in the world there, one that was more than 7 feet long. That snake captured back in 2004, more than 88 inches long. The festival in Apache runs through tomorrow. Chickasha Stewart and Beth Ann Meyer spend a lot of time on the road with their hotshot business, but coming up next month, they'll be taking a week out of their schedule to walk to Stillwater. This will be the 18th year that the Meyers take their 125-mile journey one step at a time. They do it to raise money for Special Olympics. The statewide Special Olympic Games will be held in Oklahoma State University in the middle part of next month. It takes them 5 days to make the trip. They go about 25 miles a day, regardless of the weather. Since they started doing this 18 years ago, they've raised more than $100,000 for Special Olympics. They'll start it a little bit early on Thursday, May 10th, when they will hold their Craig Meyer Memorial Walk. It's an event to remember their son. That event will be at Chickasha's football field, and all proceeds of that event go to Grady County Special Olympics. Registration $25. Participants get a T-shirt. They will also have for sale their recently published book, Craig's Story, with the proceeds from the sale of that book also going to Special Olympics. Rush Springs Fire Department holding a fundraiser today. Firefighters will be serving hot dogs and a drink for $1. They'll also go asking supporters to fill the boot. That'll be going on at the Chickasha Atwoods today from 10 until 3. Also today, Bank SNB is holding their Shred Day today. That'll be in Chickasha at 500 West Grand. Any sensitive documents you'd like shredded, that is going on for free today. And here's what we're talking about this weekend, how Oklahomans can help minimize opioid abuse, the topic of our Cool Conversation program coming up. Representatives from Red Rock Behavioral Health Services and Grady County Sheriff's Office and the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust are guests on the program. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, our guest is Mindy Stitt. She's the Executive Director for the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board. Cool Conversation coming up right after this newscast with Real Estate Today at 8:30. We also have links to those programs on our website. Go to cool1055fm.com and you'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 62-year-old Randy Fritter of Chickasha. Graveside service 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at Fairlawn Cemetery. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, rain and maybe a thunderstorm throughout the day. Fairly steady temperatures, low to mid-50s. Right now, it's rain and 50 downtown Chickasha. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company, serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
In sports, the Fightin' Chick and Lady Chick soccer teams losing their regular season finales to Clinton last night, and Clinton boys and girls win the district championship with those wins. The Fightin' Chicks lost 3-0 to finish third in the district, and they will go to the playoffs. They'll travel to Bethany to open up postseason play next Friday. The Lady Chicks fell 8-0, and they finish in a three-way tie for fourth place in the district with Newcastle and Christian Heritage. But the Lady Chicks do not get to go to the postseason, losing out to Newcastle in the tiebreaker. Chickasha beat Newcastle in the regular season, but the Racers had the advantage in district points. Fightin' Chick baseball team losing their regular season finale last night, dropping a 15-3 decision to Cash. Fightin' Chicks will go to the bi-district tournament this next week. College baseball, 8th-ranked USAOs takes a doubleheader for Mid-America Christian yesterday at Bill Smith Ballpark, picking up their 35th and 36th wins of the year. An 8-0 win in Game 1, Jose Hidalgo tossed a one-hit shutout. Greg Barnett and Keneal Rivera both homered. Game 2 was a 6-1 victory, with starting pitcher Tucker White giving up just the one run on four hits, striking out 9 in 6 innings. Alex Sanchez and Miguel Lorenzo both homered in Game 2. Third-ranked USAO softball team sweeps a doubleheader from Texas Wesleyan 6-1 and 7-1. In Game 1, Emily Cerny picked up her 23rd win in the circle, giving up the one run on four hits. She struck out 12, while Darcy Chester and Chloe Clifton had run-scoring extra base hits. In Game 2, Jordan Dethridge got her 14th win of the year, giving up the one run on four hits with four strikeouts. And Fallon Howell had a pinch-hit grand slam in a six-run sixth inning. Oklahoma City Dodgers went on the road at Round Rock last night 6-3, and they win three games of that four-game series. They're heading out to New Orleans for a three-game series that starts tonight. And the Oklahoma City Thunder and Utah Jazz play Game 3 of their first-round NBA playoff series in Salt Lake City tonight. The teams split the first two games. Game time, 9 o'clock Oklahoma time. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, powered by the Southern Plains Medical Group. It's cool1055fm.com. You'll find a link under the news tab. I'm George Plummer.